everyone. Look who's here. Dee Dee Myers from Dee Dee J Myers. How are you?
I'm happy. Happy to be here. Great place to be.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. This is a pretty sweet place. So if you're ever in this neck of the woods, come to the Grand Hyatt Kauai. It's a nice place.
Absolutely.
We're talking about something else that's pretty grand that's going on right now. There's a misnomer that you just kind of introduced me to here. A misnomer that credit unions can inherit a culture with a new CEO. Okay. There's a lot of CEO turnover happening these days, and so can you expand on this misnomer? What's going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've been noticing is that when new CEOs come in, the culture is changing. Even though it's an internal candidate, the culture is changing. So what we've also noticed is once the board announces that the internal candidate has the job, right in that moment, whether it's 6 months or a year or 2 years before, the culture starts to shift.
So
that's making it harder for the new CEO to get his or her arms around the culture unless they're very intentional up front and saying, okay, I need to get in front of this, I need to reestablish our culture, our values, our belief, and get everybody on board. Right. Otherwise, it becomes a disconnect.
Yeah, a mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit.
Because we're human, so we're in an organization. We have a new leader, and we're going, okay, how do we organize with this new person? Mm-hmm. How do I stand? What's my job?
Right.
So this whole fear factor starts to happen, and it's just human.
Right.
It's human nature. So what the CEO needs to do is get in front of it and say, okay, yeah, I'm new, but I've been here for a while, or I'm new, I came in, and I want to make sure we have the best culture.
Right. Right.
So how do we want to do that?
Right. So how do they do it? How does the CEO, pardon my frog in my throat, how does my CEO, well, if we're here, it's probably a gecko, but anyway, but how do we be intentional about it? How does the CEO kind of step up, be bold, and be intentional? Are there certain steps, or is it just all about being brave?
Oh, yeah, brave and taking action. I think being inclusive. You need to look at the whole system. So what I see is CEOs who include the whole system, rather just his or her direct reports, have more success. So if you're just talking to your direct reporter executive team, that's not going to work as well as if you go out and you talk to frontline tellers, call center, all sorts of people in the organization and say, let's have a systems approach, have representation throughout the whole organization. Let's come together and say, what are our true core beliefs as individuals? What are they are in a shared belief system here? And then what do we value? And then really importantly is how do we act on our beliefs and values? That's your culture.
Okay. And so how do you sense a culture when you enter a place? I mean, I'm sure once you walk into a place, you can kind of get a vibe of what's going on. And this is kind of something that you guys do all the time. Granted that there's so much CEO turnover, I'm sure this is a common thing that's happening these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the way we've been trained is to be somatically aware. And soma means the root word of soma comes from the Greek word soma, and it means body. So we've been trained to assess what's the body of the organization, where's the heartbeat, what's the body of the team, what's the body of the person. Mm-hmm. And Tim earlier talked about neurobiology, so this is all connected.
Yeah.
So it's just something we feel. Like for once I went into an organization that they were asked by their examiner to bring in a third-party consultant to say, hey, you've got some problems here. Is the management team ready to, dig you out of the ditch?
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in there, and I went with one of our associates, and it was a phenomena. It was like something happened to both of us. We just looked at each other. We walked out. And I said, hey, what did you notice? She goes, I feel like I have oil all over me. And I go, me too. I said, so let's just notice that, and we'll go in and look.
Okay.
And so we listen. We've trained to listen to the language, listen to what people are committed to, mm-hmm. and what they're really committed to.
Mm-hmm.
So we peel across the surface there. We look at how they organize with each other. We can sense the mood in the organization. We look at workstations. I mean, there's so many things that we look at.
Mm-hmm.
Artifacts,
mm-hmm.
And the structure of where people sit and how they dialogue. I mean, there's a lot of input that
mm-hmm.
we've been trained to look. So it turned out we did a lot of interviews, little interviews, and finally people started opening up and trusting us. And there was under the table investment going on. And there was a big fear that people couldn't tell on it because they're afraid of losing their jobs. So that's that. And then on the other side is we walk into organizations where people walk upright, their shoulders are up and back, their heart space is open, and they're smiling, and they're in rigorous dialogue. They differ with each other. They have robust dialogue, but they agree at the end on how they're going to take action. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I call open culture.
It's healthy.
The first one was closed culture, like, this is the way you're going to be. Stay in this box. Mm-hmm. The other one is open, where everyone's included. We want to hear everyone, and then let's agree. Then we're going to go forward.
Right.
So different, open and closed.
Wow, wouldn't we all be like to be a part of a culture like that? I mean, where you kind of have skin in the game, you have a say, you have a voice.
Should be. Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. You know, the other thing we're noticing, Mike, is 35 to 45% of board members are going to turn in the next 3 to 5 years, and then you have all the CEO turnover. So mm-hmm. what's going on is you have this whole pendulum shift going on, where we've got to pay attention to this. We've got to get ahead of it, mm-hmm. and not take things for granted.
Yep.
So it's a very exciting time.
And that's something that we talked about before the recording. That's not being talked about very much is the board. I mean, we've talked about the CEO succession plans and all that type of stuff, what's going on there, but nobody's really, I mean, there are people talking about it, but it's not as a prevalent issue as it maybe it should be.
Right. I think we have longtime board members serving, and I think as a human quality is like, how do we out ourselves? You know, how do we no longer are. We need to make room for others, mm-hmm. you know, so there's this whole dynamic of how do we have game changer competencies? How do we find other people who are ready to take us into that big future? I mean, it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
What happens, I think, is there's a lot of focus on process. Mm-hmm. First, we decide our job description at the board level. Then we figure out how we want to interview people. And what's missing is the human element in all of that, is how do we actually convey the kind of person we want versus the resume. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, culture of the organization starts at the board.
That's where it starts, exactly.
Yeah, so if the board has an open culture, then it's easier for the CEO to work it. If the board has a closed culture, mm-hmm. the CEO is a buffer between the board and the executive team and the organization. That's a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
You also told me that you wrote a paper on culture, and you found 159 different definitions of culture. What's this all about?
I did, yeah. When I was working on my dissertation, I did a lot of studying on culture, which I still love doing. And I surveyed 159 organizations, and I stopped because everyone had their own definition of culture. So I came up with, oh, brilliant, took me 159 calls to figure this out, is that, you know, culture for each organization is intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't take somebody else's definition and apply it here. It has to come from the heartfelt space of the individuals in the organization. So that's where I landed.
All right. So what advice do you have for credit unions out there, especially, I mean, because we're here at the CEO Chairman Exchange.
Yeah.
That's the title of the show here. What advice do you have for those folks in order to have, I guess, maybe a better collaboration, better operating, and to create this culture that works, like you said, the open culture?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the suggestions I have is listen to yourselves. Mm-hmm. If you say everything is fine, then you're possibly close to new possibilities. Because if it's fine for today, it may not be for tomorrow. So listen to yourselves and keep challenging yourself and ask powerful questions. And if you need help asking powerful questions, give us a call. We'll give you tons of powerful questions you can ask.
Okay.
And that's where we need to be going. We need to ask higher level powerful questions.
Okay. And well, that's my last question. Nice segue, because where can we find out more information on this culture theme, this culture topic right now?
Absolutely. On the CUES website,
okay.
You know, DDJ Myers. We also have an 800 number, 800-574-8877.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Google DDJ Myers, you'll find us. Or call you.
Okay, and then I'll tell them to call you.
Absolutely.
All right, okay. Dee, thank you so
My
much.
Pleasure.
Always an education. I love this stuff. Right on. Thank you.